when we would see someone on the road, injured, bleeding, broken bones, every one of us would stop and would help. It would take a very hard heart to let someone lay injured on the ground. And of course, many of us know that often the injuries below the surface, the internal injuries of bleeding, concussion, and others, which are not so easily detectable, are also of great import. It's important for us to realize perhaps we shouldn't move the patient, perhaps we should call for help right away, perhaps there are things I can't see. Everyone has that feeling of humanity to help someone who is injured. But often the spiritual injuries, the psychological injuries, are the ones that sometimes bring out the worst in us. When we see someone, especially if they hurt me, it's very easy for us to say, they deserve it, they should have known better, that's where their life was going. As if we are relieved of any Christian or human obligation to help someone, because it's not a physical injury, it's a spiritual, a psychological injury. The head of the Gestapo in Rome during World War II was not a believer until a Christian helped save his family. That Nazi officer spent the rest of his life in jail in Rome, but in 1959 was baptized because he believed that in spite of all the evil that he had done, there were people that cared about the human being, the goodness and the humanity that lay within. If we Christians can't see the goodness in people, the humanity within them, then we become like doctors who don't care about the patient. We don't offer a cure. We offer a diagnosis of doom and say that person deserves what they get. And somehow, those internal spiritual injuries don't evoke within us a shred of humanity sometimes. This is not the way it should be. Christians should look at dysfunctional, evil people as the patients who need triage the most, who need prayers the most. It's so easy to love those who love you, as Jesus said, and how does that make you different than anyone else? It is easy to be generous to those who are generous to you. It is easy to take care of healthy patients. But who will take care of the people that hurt you? You should. We should. Humanity is covered by sickness of body, mind, and soul. We should care about every one of those interconnected parts of our humanity. So when Jesus comes and says, "How did you take care of my child?" we'll be able to say, "I took care of your child, body, mind, and soul." Slava Isusu Christu.